This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds discussion with concerned official regarding the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Directs to formulate people-centric budget emphasizing production and employment. Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police urges vigilance amid rise in online fraud targeting mobile wallet users through social media. Icefall doctors complete the climbing route to the summit of Sagarmatha for this spring season. And U.S. President Donald Trump recognizes tariff transition problems as U.S. markets fall again. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has held consultations with ministers and secretaries in preparation for the upcoming budget for the fiscal year. In a discussion organized at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singh Darbar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli directed the concerned agencies to formulate the budget for the upcoming fiscal year based on the needs and priorities of the people to increase production and employment. The federal government is constitutionally mandated to unveil the budget on the JST 15 in the lunar calendar. Before this, the priorities and principles of the budget are discussed in the parliament. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil has also been engaging in ministry-level discussions to gather input for the new budget. In the meantime, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed the need to achieve national goals through collaboration between the government and the private sector. Addressing the inaugural session of the 59th Annual General Meeting of the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli made it clear that the government was ready to support the private sector. He also clarified that the government has been formulating policies and laws based on the suggestions from the private sector. Addressing the annual general meeting of the Federation, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Azurana Deoba expressed Nepal's commitment to strengthening economic diplomacy in order to attract foreign investment to tap into the country's potential opportunities. Minister Dr. Rana said she was effortful in attracting foreign investments through economic diplomacy, highlighting Nepal's ample investment potential in energy, tourism, tourism infrastructure construction and information technology. Senior advocate Professor Dr. Bijay Prasad Mishra has been elected as the president of the Nepal Bar Association. According to the results of the elections held for the post released yesterday, Mishra won by a margin of 2,431 votes. Senior advocate Ramkrishna Nirala, chief electoral officer of Nepal Bar Association election 2081, informed that Professor Dr. Mishra secured 5,052 votes while his nearest contender, Advocates Raman Kumar Shrestha, bagged 2,621 votes. President Ramchandra Paudil has said Nepal's long-standing role in United Nations peacekeeping shows the world's strong trust in the Nepali army and security agencies. Addressing the concluding ceremony of the pre-deployment training of the entire rank of Sri Naya Bhairavi Dal Company, 7th Contingent at Panchkhal Kabre yesterday, President Paudil said the Nepali Army is a symbol of dignity, peace and humanity, not only for Nepal, but also representing the nation at the international level. The contingent is leaving for Libya as part of the United Nations support mission in Libya. The Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police has requested people to be vigilant as there has been an increase in online fraud by sending various messages with warnings to wallet users of some mobile banks through social media in recent times. The Bureau issued a notice yesterday advising people not to share their details by clicking on links sent on social media and messages and the OTP and not to install any software and applications on their mobile phones, laptops and other devices. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has stressed that all three levels of the government should focus on promoting good governance while implementing federalism. at a discussion program on intergovernmental relationships and federalism in Lalitpur yesterday. Communications Minister Gurung said that three tiers of government should emphasize good governance along with fiscal federalism. Likewise, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia stressed the need to implement federalism by enacting laws that empower provinces and local governments in service delivery. Chair of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee Ram Hari Khatiwada assured that bills such as Civil Service Act and the Police Act will be passed in the upcoming session of the Parliament. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Bidya Bhattarai has said it is imperative to institutionalize the research-based policy making so that quality change and development could be realized. Inaugurating the 11th summit of the Nepal Health Research Council and the Health and Population Scientists in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Bhattarai viewed that sustainable development could be intensified with the scientific evidence and fact-based decisions. The event is attended by over 100 international experts, including those from Nepal, India, China, Switzerland, Germany, and the US. Issues surrounding health and population would be discussed thoroughly on the occasion. The climbing route for the spring season of 2025 to the summit of the Sagarmatha or the Mount Everest has been completed. A 9-member team, including six icefall doctors, constructed the route under the coordination of the Sagarmatha Pollution Control Committee, NAMCE. The team of icefall doctors began route construction in late March. Icefall doctors are experienced and skilled personnel who specialize in building routes through snow and ice. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has said there will always be transition problems and difficulty as markets fail again amid continued uncertainty over his global tariff war. His statement on Thursday came hours after White House said that tariffs on China would reach 145% for some products due to pre-existing 20% levy imposed on those producing the drug fentanyl. Despite this, Trump said he was still hoping to secure a deal with China. Meanwhile, markets continued to face a turbulent time on Thursday following Trump's 10% tariff announcement for all countries except China. Beijing has also shown no sign of backing down increasing its retaliatory tariffs to 84% on American products. The European Union, meanwhile, said it would be pausing the countermeasure it had planned to impose on the US from 15 April, also for 90 days. Now, a sports news update. Nepal has defeated Kuwait by 6 wickets in a match played yesterday under the four-nation T20 International Cricket Championship underway in Hong Kong. Chasing a target of 186 runs to win, Nepal reached the mark in just 18.5 overs, losing 4 wickets. Earlier, Kuwait, batting first, scored 185 runs at the loss of 8 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. Nepal is now set to face host Hong Kong on Saturday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the westerly and local winds along with the influx of water vapor rich air from the Bay of Bengal, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 9 to 11 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 24 to 26 degrees Celsius today, with 1.5 millimeters of rain recorded yesterday. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds discussion with concerned officials regarding the budget for the upcoming fiscal year, directs to formulate people-centric budget, emphasizing production and employment. Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police urges vigilance amid rise in online fraud targeting mobile wallet users through social media. Icefall doctors complete the climbing route to the summit of Sagarmatha for this spring season. And U.S. President Donald Trump recognizes tariff transition problem as U.S. markets fall again. This concludes our bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.